We're in Simen Shin Chav Ches, the halachas of Refuah on Shabbos. We're up to Sig Gimel. And let's review the basic framework. There are actually two opposite ideas with regard to Refuah. On the one hand, the halachi is Pikuach Nefesh is Docha Shabbos. If there's any chash sakana, the halachi is one breaks Shabbos, even in a Doraisa, and you're not supposed to ask questions. The second side of it is that for somebody who isn't really ill, just there's something bothering him, not only do we not break Shabbos, but Chazal actually asserted being involved in refuah, even if it would not otherwise involve Chilul Shabbos. This is all as a gzeira otu liyisur of tochen. So the rule was a mechush ba'alma, you're not allowed to do anything for on Shabbos. Pikuach nefesh, you're allowed to break Shabbos for, and you're supposed to break Shabbos for. As far as a choli, someone who is ill, but there's no danger to life, that we're going to see, it's a category in the middle, and we'll see just what may or may not be done. Siv gimel, kol maka shel cholo. Any internal maka, literally wound, what it means is that there's some ailment that's internal. Dahainu me'ashinayim v'lifnim, anything from your teeth and inward. V'shinayim atzman bechlal, the teeth included. Machalin aleo es ha-shabbos, you're allowed to break Shabbos, even in an issa daraisa, because that is considered sakana. Says the Machaber, v'davka sheniskalkel echod me'evarim ha-pnimim, makas maka obua. That is only if one of the internal organs have gotten ruined, either because of a maka that was hit with something, or bua, or something has grown there. V'kayotze b'zeh. Avo mechushim, where someone is in discomfort, ein mikroi maka, that's not called a maka, even though it's internal. So, for example, if someone just has a minor toothache, we don't say, we said the teeth are considered internal, because he's got a toothache, and you know it'll go away, and there won't be a problem. Hago, says the Rama, mi shechoshesh b'shinav u'mitztar olav lotzio, somebody who's suffering greatly from a tooth, to the point that the tooth has to be extracted, Omer Leini Yehudi Lotzio, he tells a non-Jew to extract it on Shabbos. Now here we have a problem. If what we're talking about is sakana, then what do you need a non-Jew to do it for? We said a Jew can break Shabbos for it. So the answer the post can give is that this is not a refuah beduka. It's not that every time you have a bad toothache, the answer is extract. Therefore, Chazal would not be matir having you have a Jew make a chabura and be over a daraisa on Shabbos, causing you to bleed by extracting a tooth. By the way, the Bir Halacha doesn't understand what the daraisa is, since you're a makalkal over here. Your kavana is certainly not for the sake of drawing blood because you're collecting it. But lamaisa, the way it comes out is that this is not a refuah beduka. It will relieve the situation, but it's not necessarily the thing to do. Therefore, he says to do it by way of a non-Jew. But if you're talking about a real refuah, it would be mutter, even by way of a Jew. Now, the Achronim talk about why extracting a tooth by way of a non-Jew is any better than through a Jew. When your tooth is being extracted, you have to cooperate, so you are doing malacha too. And the answer that Mesayeya Ein Bo Mamish, you're just helping. You're not actually doing it. The Taz actually disagrees and holds that Mesayeya is considered doing a malacha. Halacha lamaisa, with regard to internal ailments, so it really, and we're going to see the Mishnah Berurah, the Mechaber is going to bring all kinds of different cases. Halacha lamaisa, we go by the science of the day and we determine whether or not there's a sakana. An internal ailment is sakana if science feels that it's a sakana. If modern medicine has told us that although it's internal, there's absolutely nothing that has to be done for it and it's not dangerous, then there's absolutely no excuse for breaking Shabbos. Sivdalid maka shel cholol in sarach umid. An internal wound does not need anyone to assess it. Shafilu ein sham bekiyim, even if you have no one there that knows, v'chola ein omer klum, and the person who's ill doesn't really say anything. Osin lo kol sheregilin lasos lo bachol. You do everything that would normally be done on a weekday for him. Aval kashiyodim umakirim bo sacholi shemamtin vein sarachilu. But what if everyone recognizes this ailment? And this is where modern medicine would come in. In a case where everyone recognizes the ailment, and they know, shemamtin, it's nothing too dangerous, meaning you can wait. Time is not of essence. In sarachilu, there's no reason why to be mechal Shabbos. You can take care of it later. Asur l'chalov, afal pi shumaka shel cholol, you're not allowed to be mechal Shabbos, even though it's an internal wound. Whether it is because the internal wound is not something that's life-threatening, or because the internal wound is not something that is dangerous at the moment. It could eventually become dangerous, but it could be treated later too. So first of all, the mashmos of the machaber is in the case where we are choshesh, so there's no one around, kol shirigilim lasos b'lo b'chol. You do everything that you're allowed to, that you would normally do in a weekday. Now this is a big machlokas rishonim, and it's very nogel lemaisa. When someone is a cholish yesh bo sakana, are you allowed to break Shabbos only to treat the ailment? Or once he's considered a cholish yesh bo sakana, once he's considered someone whose life is in danger, you're allowed to tend to all of his needs. The Bir Halacha brings that it's a machlokas the Ramban and others, it's a big machlokas rishonim, and his maskana is that when you're dealing with Yisurim Daraisi, you should be machmir. Darabanan you could be makel, but Daraisis you should be machmir. Now, Lamaisa, even within the Bir Halacha, it becomes apparent that there are two kinds of situations. There's a situation where a person is otherwise healthy, but there's something threatening his life. There, you deal with that and that alone. Then you have a situation of a person whose entire situation is deteriorating because of his disease. There, anything that can in any way affect his strength, that can in any way indirectly affect just whether or not he's going to pull through, that you can certainly break Shabbos for. So for example, if you're talking about someone who's terminally ill and his body is generally frail, anything you can do to strengthen him would be giving him life, and you're allowed to do that on Shabbos, although it involves a Doraisa. That's because we understand that everything could make a difference. Whereas, if you're talking about someone who's just threatened by something very, very specific, if you can deal with that very specific thing, forget about his comfort, forget about everything else. Now, the case that we had here in the Mechaber, Shemamtin, would apply very specifically in the case of tetanus, which really we'll see a little bit later, because it does talk about someone who gets a wound with metal. But say the case of a tetanus shot, someone fell, got a wound, and he fell on something filthy, something rusty, something filthy. So we know that there's always the threat of tetanus. Do you have to immediately get a tetanus shot? So the poskim say it depends what time of day it was that he fell, because you have several hours, possibly up to 10 hours, to get a tetanus shot before your body's really in danger. So if it happens on Shabbos afternoon, the person is not in danger on Shabbos, and there would be no heter to go ahead and break Doraisis in order to give him the shot. So to that we would apply something that's mamtin. Similarly, someone who's on medication, even though he's treating a serious disease, but the medication could be taken before Shabbos and right after Shabbos, and it would not harm him in any way, then there's no need to be mechal Shabbos and take it on Shabbos. So there we would tell him, take it before and after.